the only one.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, you tell me what you want, and I'll tell you what it is. When you turned your machine on.
I've got to give you that, because that's an illustration of your retirement account, okay?
Right.
I need...
Okay.
A signature... Signature on there just to sort of state that you're not actually going to participate in the superannuation scheme while you're retiring or anything.
Right,
okay.
That's
true. I just need a signature there just to confirm those details there.
Right.
Okay, that's two.
Good morning, is Mr. Boyle
yep.
there?
Now we've got your bank details now, it's Lloyds Bank, 3 North Brinkley Beach, P13. Are you going to give your rest of the postcode?
1JT.
Yes, please.
1399977.
Yep. Okay, that's lovely. Okay, thank you very much. Bye bye.
As far as pensions are concerned, they always come out on the 5th of the month.
5th of the month, yeah, isn't it?
For some reason. Yeah, well, apparently they say it's the 5th, the 15th, or the 30th. They set for a pension, that always comes out on the 5th.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So providing this goes through, etc.,
yeah.
Your first payment will come out on the 5th of January.
When will the contract start?
Your contract.
Is it, what will the date of the contract be?
It will be dated from when they receive this.
Oh.
Okay.
I only think you've got to say 30 January.
Yeah, right.
January, so obviously I want it 34 next birthday.
Yes, it's only the amount of money that's coming out.
Right.
Okay, it's for your bank purposes only, not for receiving, etc.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Glad you said that.
Do you need any further information regarding my actual current pension arrangements?
I thought you didn't have any.
No, I've got a contract in that service.
Yes, you have, yes. Which,
do you need any information?
I don't need any information about that.
My alternative contract for contracting out of service and my lump sum investment in that contract.
No, because...
I don't.
No, because service is a separate item. Oh, I do need your national insurance number.
Right.
And you said it.
Good. Right. Just in case you needed it. I've
yeah, right. Yes.
My other pension policy. You see.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
WA.
Yes.
And there's the tax district for reference number.
WA. 29 98 62. And that's.
Yeah.
B for Bertie.
B for Bertie.
Right, and you said it was Grantham. And the tax reference is usually that one, yes. 286. Is that P for Peter?
I think so, yeah, I think it's on this one.
216. It looks like it, though, doesn't it? 286 P216, it looks like.
Yeah, right. That's what I've got down. You'd be surprised that people who even know the national insurance number didn't even realise they got a tax reference as well. Mm. That's all okay. I've given you a copy of the original. Norman Davis. Have you got his full address?
It's Pat Land now.
He couldn't deal with it, so it's Pat Land now. It's Old Market. I don't know what the number is. 29.
29 Old Market Woodbridge.
I can't see that we need anything else. Can I just make a phone call just to make sure? I'll just get in touch with our...
Do you need some payslips?
Probably done through the tax office, what you earn anyway.
Yes,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to... Can I just take, say, 2, 3, and I'll just photostat them and then I'll...
I brought 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
One I brought, that's a basic week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's sort of an average week.
Yes.
We can expect most,
yeah, right.
Okay, so it fluctuates throughout the year.
Yeah.
That's sort of a rough average, but that's a better, you know, more.
So, I mean,
that's
the
when the season's in.
Yes, okay.
We've obviously
I'll just do
more
that. I can't think. What else have you bought?
I've brought everything that you told me to.
Yeah.
And more.
Yes, I'm thinking.
He just brought his SERPs thing.
Bank, sort code and postcode, national insurance number, tax reference and payslips. That's what you told me to bring and that's what
yeah.
I brought.
I've got another form. I can just take note of any other personal pension, not personal pension, any other insurance you've got. Just put it on there.
Yeah, if you want.
And that sort of...
Just in case.
It ties it up. Maybe.
Yeah.
You'd understand then, not simple to me, but
get 12,400 income as well, isn't it? £30,000 lump sum.
Is that alright?
Assuming investments were 13%.
No, you can't do that.
No,
that
didn't work. So, not only was that tax for the month, but it's 12,400 a year pension at the moment.
But you can always increase that.
Yeah, increase the contribution.
You can put a freestanding side by side one. You've contracted out of SERPs,
yes.
Or if I can just put a tick there. Yeah. I'll put it down anyway. Okay. Contracted in or out of SERPs. Okay. Right.
You don't want to come out.
There you go.
I think with everything, you can't get too many details, can you? It's all relevant to somebody.
Do you want the membership number?
Yeah, it's okay.
506.
506.
92519.
Let's get a credential.
Which is this one?
When did that start? When did you do that?
Yeah, you see, there's two parts to it.
Yeah,
well appreciate. There's a contracted out of SERPs and there's also a frozen.
Oh, of course, yes.
And the frozen pension also transferred into it.
Oh, right. So when did the one that you just gave me, what was the start of that?
The benefit commencement date, 6th of April 1988, that was the contracting out of SERPs. Yes, title benefit. Pension benefit derived from DSS premiums.
Okay. And then your transfer.
So
you've got a number, reference number on that?
It's all the same.
It's all the same?
Yeah. So there's a scheme number as well, if you want that.
Scheme, of course, yes.
It's that one.
A700012K.
And that started on the 1st of August 1990.
Good, that's fine, yeah. So the information's
so
there.
That's the contracting out of SERPs part was ADA.
And you don't actually...
I don't actually
have a company pension. Can you bear with me for 5 seconds while I just make a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that everything's done.
He must be quite used to it.
I
When you're actually doing the business outside, not from an office, when you're sort of going out to see people, it's always the one that's furthest away.
I used to work in the furniture department, and we always had the complaint. If you were in King's Lynn, the complaint was always here, on Newmarket. It never was King's Lynn ever.
Just for one signature, you had to drive 20 miles
absolutely.
There, 10 miles there, 10 miles
that's
back.
Right, yeah.
Could you just sign this form?
Hello. We'll have a box this week, please. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Order the number that you just quoted with
M1.
I did receive your new forms yesterday, which were the triplicate ones for the... Okay, so that's it. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of paper and nothing. Both of them.
We want it done as soon as possible to get the
restrictions.
We're in a position to exchange contracts at any time, but the solicitor's up to the solicitor.
Yes. It's down to the solicitor. Okay, so as soon as he has confirmation, then we need to exchange. She's also given me the right words to use to put it through urgently. Okay, because I mean, I know you haven't exchanged yet, but you want to do that fairly quickly.
Well, as I said, that'll be up to the solicitor when he's gone through everything.
Okay, well that can go on risk on a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and if you come to me and say we want to exchange on tomorrow, and that's already got, so I mean, if I put that in today. Thursday. At the worst, that'll get there Monday. Okay. They'll try and put it on risk or get something moving on that as soon as possible. If you then come to me sometime next week, say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, and say, right, I want it Friday or Monday. Okay. I've just got to phone them and they'll put it on risk for you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it only takes a day, apparently, once they've received it. If that's all right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
We'll try and get it moving before.
So what actually happens now? I mean, my mortgage. What happens to that £30,000 that I've now applied for? Does that go to the solicitors or to my solicitors, or where does that go to now? What? Or do I just have to sit and wait until it all gets accepted and they sit on it? Or
no, it's a 100% mortgage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we tie that up with the solicitor. So the solicitor has to be, he acts for you, he doesn't act for anybody else.
Oh, I see.
And he protects you, and he says, that's okay to go ahead. So once we've established when you want to exchange contracts and everything, it's just a matter of him sort of saying, that's perfectly okay. I mean, he can get a copy of that or phone call from them. I mean, if he's not happy with anything, they're quite willing to contact him direct.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, as long as the standing orders kick in okay, there's not a problem. You have not got to worry now. All it is it just falls into line. The payments come out, 25 years, one pays out the other, end of story.
So when does the mortgage payment actually come out then? The actual 200 and whatever it was, 11 pounds for the mortgage interest.
Once you know the date of exchange of contracts, okay, it's the nearest to the 5th, the 15th, or the 30th.
Oh, I see.
So if you do it, if it was exchange contracts today, you couldn't. The next payment is due on the 15th.
Oh,
but if you exchange contracts on the 15th...
So I actually start paying for the mortgage when the contracts are exchanged?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until then, everything's in the air.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. If you've got any more questions, I mean, don't hesitate to come back, because at the end of the day, I'd rather you know too much than not enough.
Not enough.
Well, I mean, you sat the opposite way. You know what it's...
Yeah.
I mean, it only cost me 5 minutes on the phone, and I've got the information for you. But if you've got a sleepless night, that's not worth it.
One small... I've got to take it back from the top. Doesn't matter.
Yeah?
You've got it down to 37, 34 gross.
Yes. You're quite right, I can't remember what it is.
It's 2801.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
Okay,
just in case.
If I put...
Giving you a quick, if you remember...
Just sign it. Okay. Yes, because... Hang on, I have got the figures here. So I've altered that to 1294 and to 28, that is an 8.
Yeah,
28. Oh, 01. Okay.
And in fact, we did say that person might be slightly because of the smoking capacity.
I'll put you down as a smoker. But on your medical thing.
When we got access to the medical thing,
it said non smoker.
It said cigarettes. Have I smoked cigarettes? And I said no.
Which is honest.
It may come out cheaper. Absolutely. Fair enough. It was an honest answer to both questions.
Because it didn't say, do you smoke a pipe, but you still, you know, whatever, or it just said cigarettes.
Have you smoked cigarettes in the last 12 months?
Which is no.
Absolutely.
When it comes back,
it may work out.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Okay, thanks very much. See you again. Right.
Bye now.
just going to do carpets.
Yeah, I'm not doing them anymore.
A carpet, do you charge extra for fitting or does it all, it all comes included? I want a lounge and a bedroom, a hall and a bathroom.
A lounge, a bedroom, a hall and a bathroom.
I'm only just looking at prices at the moment.
What type of thing are you looking for for lounge?
A cheaper one for the bedroom, obviously, because it matters so much. The hall and sorry, the small entrance hall and the lounge. Reasonably good.
Good. No, do you want pattern or do you want cut and loop or
you don't know? I'm not really sure. I'm a small pattern. I don't want a big floor.
No. I mean, we're doing this type of thing. 15 pair. Is that too expensive? £15 a square yard fitted. Excuse me. Or there's that time of thing. Yes.
How much is that one?
I think that's about 14.
No, that's it. That's what I want.
And it's not.
I don't want a all
no,
over.
No.
Pattern, but I don't mind a small.
That type of thing. Oh. And then you've got your.
Well, how much did it cost? Let's see. 14 by 9 foot 9
That's your lounge.
Yeah.
And do you want the hole in the same?
Yeah. It doesn't got a specification for the hole, but it's only small. But how much would the lounge approximately be?
Can I take your measurements and get my husband to do it?
Uh-huh.
And then I'll watch them because we're going to be scared of seeing things.
Maybe I'll put back some going to work.
What time?
Got a lot long. I'm just looking really anyway. I just want some idea of what if, you know, the price is that I'm just going to make. Just a rough out, I mean not exactly, just a, so I know what I'm going to spend, what it's going to cost.
It's true.
What we can afford.
For Your measurements again, my love, were 14. 14. And you'll want underlay and so forth. Roughly about 300. So roughly that one fitted. That's everything. Yeah. The smooth edge door bars on delay.
We haven't got the keys or anything to say. I'm just going to start off. I'll pop in and see if definitely when we.
Yep.
Because we need to measure the properly. You know,
well, that's right. Yeah.
And the bathroom said they haven't given any.
No. If it's only a very small hallway.
Well, it is.
No.
I mean, they all need measuring properly.
That's right, he'll measure properly and then give you a proper. Well, that's just a rough.
Yeah, it's just a rough idea.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
With them and they'll say won't all be drawn up because that'll be contract signed, but they will give you a exchange date. And once that goes through you, then we can have the money off to the one. So it's all going to be down to this solicitor.
solicitor, really.
Well, that's right. Go down.
Oh, yeah, like you said, that type of person. Seem to get on very well with the... Didn't he seem much more impressed than the other one? Well, and then he can only advise you.